This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now understand that Allah is actually making a statement to the contrary, the opposite of everything I just said. He's saying, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We no doubt created the human being in the most upright fashion. Taqweem from qama. Qama actually means something standing firm and something tall. Something that is upright. Allah Azza wa Jalla is actually furthering the argument of وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. The nafs and how evenly it was balanced out. And now he's describing how balanced it is from another word, qiwam, meaning you can stand upright and not lean this way and not lean that way. Allah put tendencies inside the human being. Allah put emotions, Allah put intellect, and we balance between those, both of those things. Allah Azza wa Jalla put our needs and our family's needs, and we balance both of those things. Allah put responsibility to yourself and responsibility to society. We're able to balance both of those things. There are so many forces inside of us that are opposing, and we find balance between all of them. And that is the remarkable creation of Allah. Before He told us, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Two opposite forces, and He balanced between them. And now He's reiterating that reality by saying, I have created the human beings in the most upright, the most beautiful upright fashion. Like they're, it's not just balance, it's balance that's demonstrated by أحسن تقويم. Not just لقد خلقنا الإنسان في تقويم. We created the human being in uprightness. Nope, in the most beautiful of uprightness. And قوما, it actually has تدريج in it. And the idea is that he demonstrates that balance as his ages go on. At every age, Allah gave you a certain kind of balance. Even physically, some ulama argued about this ayah, even though it's clearly a spiritual message, that just the fact that we stand upright, the image of أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You know, can somebody who walks on their face or drags their body on the ground, could they be more guided than someone who walks upright? Meaning human beings were even physically given uprightness. Just like, you know, in balances or scales or justice, there's always a standing scale. Human beings, by their physical creation, are a model of justice, of standing upright, of being a scale. That's actually what we're supposed to represent, even in the way physically that we were created. So, and notice also what Allah did with our physical bodies. The two parts of our body that are most protected by the hardest bones are the heart and the mind. Right? There, this is the thickest bones here, and the most secure location here. The two things that make you upright are the most protected. SubhanAllah. Like an ostrich, its skull is not very well protected. It has the brain the size of like an M&M anyway. But even then, it's not protected the way the human skull is protected. And the way that our heart is protected. A bird's heart is not protected the way our heart is protected, you know? And so, this is part of the ahsan taqweem. Not just physically, but also spiritually of the human being. Now, what is the relationship between this and those oaths, those locations? And what Allah is saying is those amazing messengers, those remarkable human beings that are forever recorded in history. That Isa alayhi salam, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Musa alayhi salam, and this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. These figures, or even if you want to include Nuh alayhi salam, if you go by that interpretation, these figures are going to forever be proof of the fact that human beings can reach amazing heights. That human beings are balanced. These were not supernatural human beings, they were also just human beings. إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I'm just a human being like yourselves. And they will forever be an example of what human beings are capable of in terms of goodness. Allah is saying now, yes, humanity is pretty disappointing. It's pretty disappointing. But that doesn't mean they're not capable. They're not capable of doing amazing things. And the fact that they're capable has already been proven in these lands. The story of these lands tells you what greatness, what amazing, you know, taqweem humanity is capable of, especially modeled in those messengers, alayhimu salatu wassalam. So now, even though we've been made capable of that, just like if you got hired for a job and you're qualified to do the job, that doesn't mean you're going to do a good job. You know, you have to have the right intention, motivation, heart, mind to put and focus to do a good job. Just talent is not enough. Just because you're strong enough to lift something doesn't mean you actually lift something. Allah then describes the tragedy, and the tragedy is ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then we allowed him to be deteriorated. Radda is actually for something to change from its original state, or from the state that it is, to something lesser. To something, it's not to go back to an original state. Radda yurudu can actually also mean, I'll read that off to you, is actually for, يفهم التعبير بالرد هنا من تفسير أذل العمر بأنه اختلال النطق والفكر وفساد الحواس فهذه تكون في الطفولة. The Quran says ومنكم من يرد إلى أذل العمر. That among you are those who are reduced back to the oldest, you know, أذل العمر. And ردّ يردّ is used, meaning your capabilities that you were given start deteriorating. Allah says you were made strong, you were made balanced, you were made upright, and then we allowed you to fall down, fall apart. That makes it sound like Allah did it. Because He says, رَدَدْنَاهُ. We made him. We made him deteriorate. We made him retract. That means it's not our fault. But then that's when you have to understand the rest of this ayah.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.